It is book week this week, so I thought, you know what? I'll reach out to a children's author and screenwriter. We've had her on the show a couple of times before, Michelle Worthington. Michelle, thank you so much for your time. How are you?
I'm amazing because it's book week.
It is book week. It is book week indeed. I mean, I have to admit, I'm a couple of days late. I think book week was here by the time I realised it was here. It crept up on me this year, I have to admit.
I think it snuck up on everybody this year. I think it was just one of those other things to add on to parent panic about what am I going to dress my kid up as book week? And I think there's been some very creative last minute costume ideas that have come through.
Very true. That's it. I mean, book week, it's such a pivotal part, I think, of growing up as a kid. But it's just so important to get kids out there and into books and reading, isn't it?
Absolutely. And a lot of people don't know that Book Week actually started in 1945. So it's actually been happening for a really long time. All of this stress and panic over Book Week costumes is quite new. But I can remember my very first Book Week when I was in grade one, and I dressed up as Thumbelina, and my mum made me some wings made out of coat hangers and stockings over the top and glitter. And oh my gosh, like that was just all pivotal part of me falling in love with books and book characters.
And I mean, I love that because you're an author now, you're a children's author, but you're a screenwriter as well. But I mean, it's those memories of you dressing up that I guess planted the foundation for you to read and then obviously become an author yourself.
Absolutely. And I can remember my very first author visit still to this day, like so clearly, because I was never a sporty kid. I was always the, you know, kind of academic head in the cloud, kind of going to the library at lunchtime kid.
Yeah.
And when an author visit, when we had our very first author visit, it was like somebody who's just totally in love with sport, like having their favorite footballer and meeting them for the first time. That's exactly what it was like for me. And I think that's why Book Week's so important, because it's finding the heroes for the kids who kind of get, I guess, a bit lost under the radar when it comes to really being driven and giving passion to their dreams of being creative and maybe a future in the arts.
Yeah, I love it. Do you remember who that first author was?
Yes, it was actually Mem Fox.
Oh, wow. Oh, awesome.
I know. I was blown away. I mean, this is back in the day.
Yeah.
But yeah, I can remember. And the other one as well, I remember meeting author-illustrator David Cox as well. I won a writing competition, and part of that was going into the city to a very special meet and greet with David Cox, and he signed one of his books for me. And that was it. Forever, I was just a total book nerd fangirl from that time on.
Yeah, I remember we had, oh, I didn't get anyone of the caliber of Mem Fox, but we had a couple of authors that pop past our school, and I was exactly the same as you. I was just amazed by them, and I wrote to Paul Jennings, Morris Gleitzman, R.L. Stein. I wrote to all of them. I got replies from all of them as well. The Paul Jennings and Morris Gleitzman ones, it was definitely them that wrote back. R.L. Stein, I'm dubious about whether he actually penned the letter back to me, but I got replies from all of them. I thought, you know what? If you're not coming to my school to visit me, I'm gonna post letters to you instead. So yeah, it's very cool. It's bringing back childhood memories for me. You speaking about the author visits and book week and things like that. If kids, I guess, is there any way, any tips for those kids that maybe aren't involved in books to get more involved in reading, especially nowadays with kids so involved in screens and tablets and that kind of stuff nowadays?
Absolutely. And I think that the biggest thing of what we need to do as parents and caregivers is really model for our kids. So if they see us on our phone, then they're going to be wanting to be on their device. If they see us reading for fun, then it really does make them look at books in a different light. We've got to stop treating books like vegetables. Like, books are actually dessert. Like, books are the fun thing that you get to do, that you get to read and disappear into these other worlds. So it definitely has to come from the top down, and we really need to be modelling reading for fun. And it doesn't have to always be sitting there and reading a really big, chunky novel. It could be reading a recipe together, reading a shopping list, you know, just anything that's going to get them engaged in knowing that grown-ups also read for fun.
Yeah, that's it, exactly. And what about those kids out there that love reading, love writing, and maybe want to go down the path of being an author when they're older? You're the perfect person for me to ask that. What's some of the ways that kids can become like you?
Oh, my goodness.
Like, how much time do we have?
Goodness me. Well, I'd say, first of all, we probably need a government who supports careers in the arts a little bit more.
Yeah.
So hopefully we will get that. That's definitely out of their control. But hopefully us as grown-ups in the arts industry are going to really start advocating for that. But I guess the big thing is that a lot of the time for me, when I was a creative kid, everyone would say, oh, that's a nice hobby, but you can't do it as a job. So for a long time, I was trying to look for something else outside my passion to be when I grew up. And there really wasn't anything, because I always knew that I wanted to be a writer and I wanted to be in the creative field. So I think kids just kind of have to stick to their guns a little bit and go, you know what? No, I want to be an artist. I want to be a writer. I want to be a filmmaker, anything that you want to be. And don't listen to grown-ups. Don't listen to the grown-ups when they say you can't do it. You absolutely can, and you'll find a way.
Yeah, that's it. Finally, favorite book ever. I know that's it's like naming your favorite kid, I know, but surely there's one.
Everyone's got a favorite kid. You're just not allowed to say who it is. It's a bit like that with books, but I must admit that the book that made me want to be a writer was Anne of Green Gables.
Oh,
and
wow.
I was given the complete set of Anne of Green Gables in 1986 by my grandma, and I found a kindred spirit in Anne Shirley straight away, and her love of words and her wanting to be a writer, it really did start me on the path of me wanting to be an author as well.
I love it. So good. Michelle, thank you so much for your time. A great chat.
Well, lovely. See you next time.